Hallie and Evelyn and William spent the first part of their morning in their Christian school chapel. They were learning Amazing Grace to sing next week for Grandparents' Day. An hour later, they were with the one whose grace they'd been singing about. You know, they were three of the six victims in a mass shooting tragedy at Covenant School in Nashville. And we've been down this road before, and once again, we weep. Law enforcement will work on the shooter's motive and lessons learned. Politicians, gun and mental health issues. Journalists will report on the human toll. For me, I hear three sentences that have come out of the coverage of this tragedy. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about Nashville. Heartbreak, heroes, and hope. The first sentence that sticks out to me, we're over the thoughts and prayers thing. Well, thankfully God isn't. The Bible describes him as the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. He's the only one who can bring any hope and solace to the depths of a ripped open heart. Now, to some, I know it just feels like a lame religious cop-out in the face of indescribable tragedy. All I know is that the people going to God on my behalf when my precious wife was gone without warning was what carried me when I couldn't walk. I'm not talking about some rote religious words here, but prayer that downloads that amazing grace those children were singing about, that could be the difference between hope and despair and between making it and losing it. My Bible talks about going to God's throne of grace and finding grace to help in our time of need. Those crushed hearts in Nashville desperately need what prayer can access. But we should also be praying, and what do you want me to do, Lord? The governor of Tennessee said, prayer is the first thing we should do, but not the only thing. The second sentence I'm remembering is, they were running toward the gunfire. The body cam video of those first responders shows some incredible heroism. Alarm sirens blaring, a heavily armed shooter firing, officers pursuing without cover. Selfless. One reporter said, they thought what happened to the children was more important than what might happen to them. Apparently, Headmaster Catherine Kuntz thought so, too. She was on a Zoom call when she heard the first shot fired, and she immediately raced out in the hall to try to save the children, and she died trying. She, too, was running toward the gunfire. It was Jesus who said, there is no greater love than someone who lays down their life for a friend. I couldn't help thinking about Good Friday, when Jesus ran into the gunfire for me. On that awful cross, Jesus faced all the incoming of all the sin of all the world, caring more about what happened to us, his lost children, than about the agonizing price he was paying to save them. Unspeakable love. For guys like me, who'd pushed him to and beyond the edge of my life. Sin, that's what the Bible calls it. He loved me, the Bible says, and gave himself for me. It's that love that captured my heart, and it makes it possible for this one who later rose from the dead to move close to the brokenhearted in Nashville. And one other sentence that struck me. The governor said, there is hope in the midst of great tragedy because God is a redeemer. He was talking about God's power to redeem evil and make something good from it. Or as the Bible says in our word for today from the Word of God in Isaiah 61, he comes to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort all who mourn, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. I've lived that, for out of the greatest loss of my life has come a deep compassion for the broken and a deep sense of hope that God has used to lift a lot of hearts. For me, hope's not a philosophy or a wish. It's actually tied directly to the day millions will soon celebrate, Easter Sunday, the day death lost the one person in human history who walked out of his grave under his own power, Jesus. The Bible calls him our living hope, even against the backdrop of the dark clouds over Nashville today. Hope has a name. His name is Jesus, and he's there by their side, and he's here by mine.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.